headline, California County corona hoax death toll lowered by 400 after counting method changed. You could lower it by 100%, and then you'd be accurate. You know what this little report here from the Epic Times? By the way, we are one of the few official marketing affiliates of the Epic Times. You're going to read the Epic Times, and I encourage you, yes, do so. Yes, subscribe. Yes, support that media entity. Do so by using our link, crusadechannel.com/epic. crusadechannel.com/epic. The number of corona hoax deaths in Alameda County, California, fell by 25% after health officials changed their methodology for total mortality count. Oh, you don't say! Removing deaths that weren't a direct result of the disease in whom death caused by COVID-19 could not be ruled out. This is the dying with corona doom and dying from corona doom. This is the distinction. But remember, if you come down with a blood clot or a cardiomyocarditis, or whatever those kids are coming down with that we talked about on last week's show, because you're 17 years old and you got the jab, no relation to the vaccine whatsoever, right? We found no relationship. There's no link to the vaccine whatsoever. Move along, citizen, and get your Biden-approved jab. Now, we had this headline here today that Biden is going to fail in his effort to get 70% or to get, is it 75%? To get 75% of all Americans to get the corona juice in their arms. We're going to get that vaccine in their arms. He's going to fail. Guess what? This is the interesting part about it. Guess where the failure is most acute? In Dixie. Woo, 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 where the rebel yell. The Southern, do we have that in the pile? Okay. Hang on. I know it's in the pile here somewhere. It's a deep pile today. Southern states are the ones that are, in any event, it was the London Times, right? Or Daily Mail reporting this, that Biden's scheme is going to fail. Here's the headline. Huge fall in vaccinations, as James Clyburn would say, threatens Biden's vow to jab 70% of adults by July 4th. Doesn't that just sound sinister? What kind of world leader walks around saying, I'm going to jab you? You're going to what? Jab! Target for first shot was missed by 2 million last week. Was slowdown driven by, wait for it, South and Midwest. More than 16 million American adults still need to receive their first COVID-19 vaccine dose in the next 28 days if Biden is to meet his goal. Give Biden a resounding defeat. Keep your deltoid muscle a virgin. And then the Daily Mail says, plunging vaccination rates are threatening regime leader Biden's goal to have 70% of American adults receive their first COVID-19 shot by Independence Day. Less than 500,000 adults are now being vaccinated each day, down from a peak of 3.4 million in April, the Washington Post reports. Currently, 51.5% of Americans, you believe 50% of people have been vaccinated? Now, with a number like that, that makes it almost impossible for us who are never going to receive the jab, who are never, look, you keep your stinking needle away from my deltoid muscle. But unless we know everyone in the circles of people that we hang out in, then it's likely you're going to go out in public somewhere and you're going to be amongst people that have received the jab and are vaccinated and are now super shedders. They're shedding proteins all over the place. Heaven knows what's in those proteins, and heaven knows what it'll do to you or do to me. This is another part of the science we keep hearing about that they don't have much science on, although they do. A friend of mine sent me a message on Saturday and said, TKD, the more I go out in public after the vaccine madness began, the more I come to the conclusion that the people that are still running around with face diapers on are the vaccinated. And they'll never stop wearing the face diaper. They're paranoid. They're convinced all of you people are infected, and it's just a matter of time before you sneeze or you breathe near them and give them the corona doom. Don't forget the corona doom cured the flu. You want a cure for the flu? The corona doom cured it. People are sending me messages correcting me that Trump actually won the lawsuit against Roselle, but they only paid him $3. It's been a long time since I read the book. I thought in the Supreme Court that Trump lost the lawsuit. Well, he technically lost because even if he won some part of the suit, the campaign against the NFL, the USFL didn't make it. And it didn't make it because they didn't have access to television broadcasts, which is where all the money is. Why didn't they have access to television broadcasts? That's why Trump sued for, I believe, antitrust violations, because Pete Rozelle was telling CBS and NBC at the time, I think the only football product that ABC had back then would have been Monday Night Football. Howard Cosell, Dandy John Meredith, and O.J. Simpson here from the broadcast booth. Without entry into the lucrative television markets, USFL wasn't going to make it, and Roselle didn't want the competition. I thought we were the mobile land of the free, the mobile home of the brave, and that we loved competing. Not in professional sports. We don't like competition. And so the USFL didn't make it. And my major point with that was Donald Trump took on the NFL because he saw this monopoly being created and thought that football should have, there should be more than one league. But this is America. We only have one. It's kind of like what they have in Europe now with whatever the unified European league, where they play for, oh gosh, I think they have 16 teams. It's a couple from England, Italy, Spain. I think the French have a team. The Krauts have a team. I forget how many are in the in that. I'm talking about the soccer league, not the rugby league. And they have this playoff system, and it goes by. Actually, I think part of it's actually based on attendance, I want to say. In any event, this is the way of the world.